Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Uruguay democratizing access to land is key for food sovereignty. Almost 80% of agricultural farms in Uruguay are family farms, understood as those of less than 500 hectares with a family workforce that resides in the land. Nevertheless, these rural families cover only 20% of the territory, so the demand of accessible lands put these farmers directly against large extensions of lands for extensive cattle, agriculture or rice production, as well as tree plantations to export cellulose pulp. The organization that gathers Uruguayan family farmers, the National Commission for Rural Promotion, CNFR, which will celebrate its 100th anniversary this year, has worked throughout all these years around the problem of land access, tenure and use. The 100th anniversary of the CNFR coincides with the 200th anniversary of the Provisional Regulation, a document of 1815, which clearly established the agrarian radical nature of the Revolution for Independence, which had José Gervasio Artigas as the leading figure in Río de la Plata. For this reason, a dialogue table was organized a few days ago to analyze what is considered the first radical agrarian reform of the anti-colonial period, where the head of the CNFR, Mario Busalino, highlighted the importance of access to land for family and peasant farming in Uruguay, and therefore for the food sovereignty of the country.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications, by FOI.